listen, Pharaoh's army. Here's what happened to them. They got drowned in the sea. Yes, they.
God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. He drowned the children of Pharaoh and his army. They drowned in the Red Sea. He said, hush up, Mary. Mary, don't you eat. Tell your sister not to moan.
Yeah. Hello, hello. Welcome, guys. I almost lost you. welcome back to my world of green. I'm so happy to have you here in the world with me. For those who know, that just haven't been feeling well, I was out for a week, so happy Sunday to you guys. Happy Easter. I hope you had a great Easter. I don't know if Easter is what it used to be. You know, for me back in the days, we used to get dressed, go out, go to church, and be itching to get out of church just to put you. Just so you can put your clothes on. Your new outfit on. And, you know, but shout out to everybody who enjoys, still, you know, still enjoys Easter. And it's really like, it's such a beautiful holiday. To me, I feel like it sparks the spring weather, sparks spring. And it was always in my family, one of the upcoming little girls got to say a Easter speech. So it's Easter Day. You know, it's always something. So shout out to people who still follow that tradition. You know, life doesn't stop because things happen, you know, things happen and life continues. And so for, you know, those who celebrate this holiday, enjoy your holiday. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, 12 o'clock starts a new day, so it's almost over. But I hope you enjoyed your holiday. I hope you're ready to start a great new week. I am. We have a lot of things coming forward for the week. Got to make sure you are following me every day so you can keep up with what's going on. Tomorrow we got a real talk about Divine Behind the Wall, Real Life Wednesdays, DJ Night, DJ Night, what are we missing? What's that, DJ Night? DJ Night, and then Gossip, Celebrity Gossip, which is celebrity news, celebrity gossip. That's Friday, Saturday, that's next. And then Sunday, we start all over again. Tonight, I wanted to do Psalm 118, because actually that is the psalm for, yeah, I didn't know that, I looked it up, but that's the psalm for Easter. And so because I was a little behind, I want to go ahead and, you know, get the psalm out. So we're going to do Psalm 18. And 118, it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever." When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. As long as he is, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me when the Lord is with me? He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust him, than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surround me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarm around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of righteousness. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done for me. The Lord has cast me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Is he who we come in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he makes his light shine on us. He joins in a feastal procession to the horns of the altar. You are my God. I will praise you. You are my God. I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The love, his love, endures forever. And that one was deep and long. I don't know if we quite got that one. Let me hit you with something else. See if you get this.
Jesus, I rebuke you and your imps. I send you back to the pits of hell. Is there anybody here who want to drive out the enemy? Because the book says that we're two or three are gathered, touching and agreeing that we got power
to tread upon scorpions, power to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, power, yes, to cancel Satan's assignments. Power to speak with unknown tongues. You got power to climb over the enemy and say no weapon that's formed against you is going to prosper. Do I have any witnesses? Anybody want to drive out the enemy? Look at somebody and say death and life are in your tongue. And if we can touch and agree, everything the enemy is doing, we can drive it out. Anybody need to drive out high blood pressure, drive out sugar diabetes, drive out cancer of
of the colon. Drive out blood pressure. Drive out hypertension. Drive out. Yes. I said drive out a low-down supervisor. Drive out crack-addicted children. Drive out low-down family members. Drive out Satan's demons. Is there anybody here want to help a Georgia preacher? Drive out the enemy. Shake the neighbor's hand. Say, neighbor, the devil got to go. I'm tired of his hell. I'm tired of catching hell. And so right now, I said, power, Holy Ghost power. Touch two people. Say, you got power to drive out the enemy. You got power to shout in the devil's face. You got power to dance in the church. You got power to lay hands on the sick. You got power to pay your bills. Hey, hey, hey. Anybody glad that you got power? Shake somebody's hand. So you better watch me. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You didn't hear me. Now, a few years ago, George Bush sent our troops into Iran to find the weapons of mass destruction. He lied. Saddam Hussein didn't have no weapons, didn't have no nuclear missiles. It was a lie. But I'm here to tell you right now, the enemy has sent his soldiers in the greatest travel's rest. He's intimidated. He's afraid. You know why the enemy's afraid? Because you're a weapon of mass destruction. If you open your mouth, the devil got to go. If you open your mouth and scream, the devil got to leave you. If you open your mouth and give God praise, the devil has got to leave you alone. Is there anybody here who's ready to drown out the enemy? Is there anybody here who's ready to say, devil, you got to go? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm getting ready to explode on the devil's head. I'm getting ready to explode in the devil's kingdom. Are y'all ready? I said, are you ready? One. Oh, some of y'all ain't ready. Some of y'all too cute. I said, are you ready? One, two. Whatever the enemy is doing in your life right now, I'm a sanctified, Holy Ghost, anointed weapon of mass destruction. Say, neighbor, I speak that every assignment that the enemy has over your life, cancel.
Y'all ain't said nothing.
Say, it's canceled. It's canceled. It's canceled. Your money being funny. Canceled. Your change being strange. Canceled. No sleep at night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yeah. go back home and sing it like we used to, Lord. I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Come, oh, oh, oh.
I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have a chance.
I like that. Come on, now. Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him in the morning.
Praise Him all day.
Praise Him all day long.
Come on, help me. I feel like
He is praying.
Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me hear you call him.
Jesus.
Let me hear you call him.
Open. Man, oh man, God is good. I am so happy to share this day back with you guys. Tomorrow I'll be a little bit more together. I just had to step in here. He will do it for you. You know, I just had a situation health-wise, and, you know, for the most part, as prayed up and well-believed in him as I am, you know, I still was a little worried. I wasn't worried about him. You know, I was worried about, you know, the doctors and their hands and their skills. And you know, I quickly realized, even then, when I'm worried about that, still belief in him takes that worry away. You know, so as concerned as I was, as I laid there and was being wheeled back there to the room with the test, it was crazy how each tinted window was like I was seeing visions of my mom on the way in. I was like, damn, I don't know if that's good or bad. And then, you know, right before they wheeled me in there, it was like all my worry went away. Because you have to trust and know that in certain situations, well, I won't say certain situations, when he's concerned, every situation, he don't bring you that far as he brings you, all the way to that ledge and let you drop. Especially when you believe in him, especially when you have faith in him, especially when you know him like I do. He's not going, he won't take you that far and just leave you there. He won't. A small, quick story. I was, you know, my spirituality has always been heavy. You know, I don't know if I'm religious, but I'm spiritual. And he allows certain people to see certain things at certain times. And those things are gifts, and you have to take those things and feel rewarded and feel placed in this world. I wasn't born, I was placed. There's a difference. And if you know that meaning, it's a gift. Feel rewarded. Everybody don't get to have the gift. Some people have different gifts, different ways. Everybody don't get to have that. So if you have a gift, use it, respect it, rejoice in it, be graceful and merciful that he chose you to give it to. And for those who don't feel that they have a gift, he blessed every child with something. But for those who might not be able to see their gift or feel their gift, I would hope that I can bring comfort in you knowing that until you can see or feel that gift, I'll be here to help guide you. And with that, I just want to give my ending prayer on this joyous Easter day. We come together as a family to give thanks and praise for the incredible gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. As we celebrate his resurrection, we are reminded of the triumph of light over darkness, hope over despair, life over death. Lord, we thank you for the love you have poured onto us through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. May his resurrection be a source of inspiration and renewal for us all. Help us to grasp the depth of your love, power of redemption. As a family, we lift our hearts in gratitude for blessings you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the gift of life, for the love of family and friends, for the opportunity to gather together in your name. Oh Lord, on this Easter day, we also remember those facing challenges and hardships. May your love and grace be a comforting presence in their lives now. Grant us the compassion and the empathy to reach out to those in need, just as you reached out to us with the ultimate expression of love through Jesus. Lord, as we partake in the Easter festivities, may our hearts be filled with joy and our spirits be lifted. May the message of Easter inspire us to live with faith, hope, love each day. Help us to reflect the light of Christ in our actions, words, interactions with others. We commit this day and our lives to you, trusting in this plan and purpose for you. May your resurrection power be evident in our lives, transforming us in vessels of grace and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Flanda, last words for you, coach. Tell them how good God is, how he brought me out.
God is good. The Almighty is the greatest. And I'm going to say this coming out. God bless you and good night.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song.
With you.
That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
Oh.
you a winner.
You look so good.